This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said, India and Nepal collaborate closely to maintain security along their long and uniquely open border, and the two countries have always stood by each other in times of need. In his opening remarks during a meeting with his Nepalese counterpart Shishir Khanal in New Delhi this evening, the External Affairs Minister said, India and Nepal share a very special relationship. He said the relationship is built on a strong foundation of vibrant people-to-people ties, cross-border connectivity and shared cultural and religious traditions. Mr. Khanal said India is Nepal's most important partner and Nepal has placed highest priority to India. He said Nepal and India are not merely two countries but stakeholders of a proud ancient civilization. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting with members of the PM Economic Advisory Council. The Prime Minister and the EAC discussed various ideas and measures to further boost India's economic growth in times of global turmoil. Various reforms to improve ease of living and ease of doing business were also discussed. The members also gave their assessment of the impact of West Asia conflict on India and the world. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they deliberated on a wide range of issues relating to India's economic transformation and long-term development priorities. They also shared perspectives on adding more momentum to the reforms journey and ensuring ease of living as well as ease of doing business. The centre has introduced standard pack sizes for edible oils under the legal metrology framework, bringing greater transparency and uniformity to the marketplace. The Department of Consumer Affairs amended the standard operating procedure governing the determination of net quantity and standard pack sizes for edible oils and fats under the framework. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that under the revised rules, standard pack sizes have been prescribed for major edible oils including palm oil, palmoline, soybean oil, sunflower oil, mustard oil, groundnut oil, sesame oil, rice bran oil, cottonseed oil and corn oil. The approved pack sizes are 200 gram, 500 gram, 1 to 5 kilo, 15 kilo and 20 kilo. Minister for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary inaugurated a new daycare facility for children of employees at Kaushal Bhavan in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship said the initiative marks a significant step towards fostering a more inclusive, compassionate and people-centric work environment. Spread across nearly 600 square meters, the facility aims to offer a welcoming, safe and nurturing environment where children can learn, play, rest and grow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the mishap in Firozpur district of Punjab. In a social media post, the Prime Minister conveyed his condolence to the families who lost their loved ones. He wished a speedy recovery for those injured in the accident. The Prime Minister has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. As already reported, at least 9 people were killed and 22 others injured when a vehicle carrying members of a family collided with a truck on the Firozpur-Fazilka road this morning. In hockey, Indian men's team has lifted the Under-18 Asia Cup for the third time, thrashing host Japan 4-1 in the final in Kakamigahara today. Indian women's team clinched bronze after beating South Korea 3-0. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian men's under-18 hockey team on winning the Asia Cup 2026. The Prime Minister also congratulated Indian women's under-18 hockey team on securing the bronze medal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also congratulated R. Pragnananda for winning the Norway Chess 2026 title. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this incredible milestone highlights his continued excellence. The Prime Minister also wished him for his future endeavour. In the one-off cricket test against Afghanistan, India were 368 for 3 in their first innings at stumps on day 1 in New Chandigarh. Skipper Shubman Gill on 103 and Rishabh Pant on 50 were at the crease. And with that, we end this news bulletin.